We continue our theme of faith. God doesn't ask us to believe in Him without some evidence. In fact, Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." He wants us to experience Him, to build our faith on experience. Malachi 3:10, "Prove me now," God says, concerning tithing and offerings and so on. And so often we hear the term today, faith alone. There's no such thing as faith alone. In fact, the only place in the Bible where the two words are used together are in James, the second chapter, where it says that faith is not alone, but combined with works. Now, in the Reformation time, there were two Martins. There was Martin Luther, a man of action. There was also a Martin of Basel, Switzerland, living in a monastery. And when that old monastery was torn down many years later, they found that in his room, behind a loose rock, which could be pulled out, they found a note. And on it was clearly written the idea that the just live by faith, the same thing that Martin Luther found. But Martin of Basel did nothing with what he found. Instead, he hid it behind a stone in a monastery, and today we know nothing about him, except that he believed the same thing Martin Luther believed, who did something about it. You see, there is no such thing as faith alone. There were three men on an island. Let's imagine that they were shipwrecked. And so they ended up on this island. And on the island, they just felt that they had no destiny, no future. Nobody knew they were there. They had no radio. They couldn't communicate. They couldn't let the world know that they were there. And so they were trying to make the best of the situation, trying to figure out how to live the rest of their lives on this remote island. And so one day, they heard the sound of an airplane, and so they scrambled to try to get a fire going so that they could send up a smoke signal, but the plane was passed by the time they even got it kindled. But they noticed something. The plane came kind of low, and it dropped a little package. And so they ran over to where the package dropped, and they opened the package. They were so excited, and in the package was a note, and it said, "We know that you're stranded on the island." They thought, "Well, that's good news. You will be rescued." So of the three men, the one that thought, "Oh, they're going to rescue us," he ran to his hammock and got in it and just decided to wait it out until he got rescued. The other two men read on. And it said, on the north side of the island, you will find hidden under a lot of brush that's grown over them, three rowboats. And there's oars in them. And there's also a compass in the bow of the boat. These boats maybe are left from World War II or something. It said, take the boats. And by the way, the second man ran to get into the boat. But the third man continued to read. And it said, take the boats. And on November 19, at about 10 o'clock or mid-morning, head north-northeast by your compass, row the boat north-northeast, and eventually you will come to a ship that will rescue you. So the first man is in the hammock knowing that he's going to be rescued. The second man found the boat and he took off rowing for land, and he's still out there as far as we know. And the third man did exactly what the instructions said. He got in the boat and rowed north-northeast, leaving about mid-morning, and sure enough, he found a ship that was waiting to rescue him. Now let me ask you, the man that was saved or rescued, did he save by his obedience or by himself, or did the ship save him? Well, you say, "Pastor Dennis, that sounds like a lawyer's question." It is. He did not save himself. He would not have been saved had he not obeyed, but the ship saved him. He could have obeyed all he wanted to, but if the ship wasn't there at that particular time and in that place, he would not have been rescued. Salvation came from the ship. But there was obedience involved in him finding the ship. And so life is much like that. And of course, that was a parable. Life is much like that. There's a combination, a joint effort between us and God. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.